You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hi, it's Mia Martina, and you're listening to Rebel Radio.
Fuck you, Josh. It's terrible.
What's up? This is Rebel Radio.
What up? What up? This is DJ Newmark.
This is Peanut Butter Wolf.
It's your boy. It's okay.
Keep checking out Rebel Radio.
Rebel Radio.
This is Rebel Radio.
We're in the place right here. Rebel Radio is going down.
Would you say Rebel Radio?
Oh, wait. Let's do it again.
Rebel Radio.
What's up, Rebels? Welcome back to Rebel Radio, the weekly show where I bring you the rebels who are shaping our culture. I'm your host, Josh Levine. My guest this week is Mia Martina. You may not know Mia by name, but you definitely know her voice. She was the vocalist on Edward Maya's song Stereo Love, which was a global dance powerhouse, streamed hundreds of millions of times all over the world. You've definitely heard it in clubs, festivals, hotel lobbies. It's one of those songs you just can't escape. Mia is also the co-author of a new book, Boss Up Your Life, with Kylie Hansen, which is designed to help women turn their talents into money-making machines. And Mia's got some great stories of coming to terms with overnight success. You know, a lot of our guests, they grind it out year after year, slowly growing their brands and their business. Mia was kind of the opposite. You'll hear she her first song ever kind of blew up, and she had to go figure it out real quick how to have a career. And so now she's taking those lessons that she's learned to empower other people. Great conversation. I hope you enjoy it. Let's get into it.
Well, let's get into it. I'm excited to talk to you. I've been checking out the book, and looks like you're doing really exciting things. So, start me at the beginning. How you got started making music and kind of down this creative path in your life.
Yes. So basically, I always sang my whole entire life. I'm from a really, really small town in Canada, of 500 people.
Oh, wow. So, really small.
Yeah. Town. Okay. Super small town. It's not even a town. They call it a settlement.
Okay.
Wow. So yeah, I'm from a super small town in Canada. And my mom and my dad knew from a really young age that I had to be in the arts because I was too creative. I was always out there doing things. And so they put me in music, plays, pageants, whatever they could find to just help me stay creative and not drive them crazy. Mm-hmm. So by the time I reached the age of 13, 14, my mom knew, she's like, I'm not going to be able to hold this girl. So we need to find something for her. So by the age of 16, I was living in a different province, a bigger city. I went to school there. And as soon as I touched down there, I started interning for a record label called CP Records at the time.
Okay.
Yes. And it was like my dream come true. I was like basically interning. It was a label full of rappers. There wasn't any women in there. Mm-hmm. So this was kind of like, oh, okay. I'm just this girl like vibing with these rappers.
Yeah.
One day I'm like, hey, I sing, you know? And the guy's like looking at me like, okay, like, sure. I'm like, mm-hmm. yeah, for real. So I started singing for him, and his eyes was like, oh my God, project. So yeah. Basically his eyes lit up. And he put me in the studio right away and started developing me. I was still very young. And then maybe 6 months into my artist development phase, I would call it, Stereo Love came about through the pipeline. Because it was a song already made and they were looking for a female vocalist to do the vocal.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, I think Mia would be perfect for this. I hear her voice on this. And my manager at the time is like, okay, let's demo it. So I go and I demo it. And I was like, yeah, I think this is really big. So I gave back my demo. Mm-hmm. And literally 2 weeks later, they signed the song. The song was everywhere. And crazy. my life changed literally from that.
And that was your first release?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's my crazy.
First release. Okay. Probably one of the biggest songs in the world at the time, like worldly, was playing everywhere.
For sure.
And Mia Martina was born.
So what's the, tell me, like, do you remember when you realized that this record was going to be a hit or was becoming a hit? And like, what's the emotions or what goes through your mind when you're like, oh man, there's like, this is a thing.
Honestly, I'm going to be honest. As soon as I heard my song on the radio, it was like, holy, I really manifested this. Like I really did. I remember every birthday cake, every candle that I ever blew, every star. My wish was always, I want to be a singer. Please God, let me just be a singer. And that's what was going through my mind. Like, holy, this really happened. Like for real. Like it was almost shocking because when you come from a small town, things like that don't happen. You know, they just don't. You dream big and people look at you like, you're crazy. But it happened. But the one thing I have to say is that when I want something, I go after it and I do not stop till I get it. I've always been like that.
So what did that look like when you realize this is happening, you have a manager, but you don't have a career yet. You're sort of like in some ways not ready for what's coming.
Definitely.
So what'd you do? What was your response as far as like putting a game plan together or figuring out what do we do next?
Well, thankfully, my manager he's one of the best in the game. He was one of the best in the game, still is. He kind of just rolled with the punches. And because I was his first female artist, we were trying a lot of things with me. Mm-hmm. But he did keep me focused and he kept me in the studio and constantly developed myself. Like he put me with the best vocal teacher, the best stage, like the best of everything so that I could learn, because he knew I was so inexperienced and I was going to have bad shows. And he was hard on me, but I'm grateful for that, because if had not be all these mistakes that I did, I would have never learned. So he constantly had me working on myself and try to keep me grounded at the same time. So which was really good.
How was the first show?
The first show was in Fort Lauderdale, 6,000 people at the Hard Rock. That was my first show. Yeah. It was amazing, but horrible. Yeah. My vocals were shit. The sound went off. I was just like there looking at everybody, but everybody was having a good time. So I just smiled and everybody loved it.
Sure.
And the show must go on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that was a great memory. So that was my first show and it didn't stop. After that, I was booked solid for 2 years straight all over the world, literally.
Yeah. I bet. Well, one of the things I love about what you just said is that, you know, you kind of, not to take anything away from your talents, but you kind of got lucky, right? And and so I think for some people, you know, that's enough, right? And you would say, well, this got me here, right? So I don't need a vocal coach. I don't need to keep learning and growing because I'm already, you know, it's already happening for me, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, I always feel like, you know, there's so little that we can control about what happens when we put our art out into the world, right? And so, but you have to look at that. I mean, I always tell people, you know, if your video went viral or your song blew up on SoundCloud or TikTok or whatever, right? Like that's your chance to really start building, right?
Yeah.
Not to stop.
No, you can never stop. And that's the key. You have to be consistent, not just with your art, but with yourself. You always have to level up. Okay, like what's next? What's next? Because we can, there's always room for improvement till we die, for real.
Sure.
So so that's always been my mentality. And when I mentor people, that's what I tell them. If you really want this, you always got to work on it. You always got to work on your craft, yourself, your mindset, everything.
Please help me welcome our newest sponsor to the show, Upstart. I know a lot of people are going through financial hardships right now. We had, you know, a global pandemic just messed up everybody's income. Some of you have credit card debt, whatever it might be, Upstart can help you get back on track. It lets you pay off your debt with a personal loan. It's all online, fast and easy. I checked it out myself. It takes less than 5 minutes to fill out an application. You can apply for anywhere from $1,000 to $50,000, and you get your funds within one business day of accepting a loan. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/rebelradio. That's upstart.com/rebelradio. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/rebelradio.
I saw you mention in the book that you you said that each obstacle you faced has led you to where you are today.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell me about that, because so far we haven't heard any obstacles. I'm sure they're there. But you know, what stands out as those moments that were, you know, particularly challenging that have kind of helped you shape who you are and what you're doing?
Definitely leaving my manager and going independent was a big step for me. And I learned so much from that. And I have a greater appreciation for teamwork, because sometimes when you start from a very young age, in this business, you kind of take for granted the people that work for you, with you, to make your dream happen. And you kind of lose sight of that. So I find it humbled me a lot. And I had to really go back and be like, damn, you guys really did, like, you killed it. You worked so hard for me. And I want to show like my gratitude to them, because I was their bread and butter. And if I didn't perform well that day, well, it didn't just fall on me, it fell on them too. So I understood it a lot better. So I kind of had to go through that and kind of just had to fend for myself for a minute, because it was hard to find new people, good people, because good people are really, really hard to find, people that are motivated and want your best interest truly. Mm-hmm. So that was really challenging for me. And I learned so much from that. And I'm happy I had to go through it, because I wouldn't be here having this conversation with you.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what do you think that taught you about leadership?
You have to lead by example, always. Lead by example, say what you mean what you say, and actions. I love actions.
Nice. Yes.
I don't like big talkers. I like big action.
Yeah.
yeah.
Is it, you know, I imagine one of the challenges of having such a big success on your first release is, you know, you set an expectation, whether it's for yourself, for your, you know, the labels, managers, you know, everybody, right? I think we always want to assume that our best successes, our biggest successes are still ahead of us. And yet you set a really high bar with that first one.
Yeah. Yes.
So how do you handle that?
It's hard when you have such a big song like that as your first song. It's hard to follow up. So hard to follow up. And I can honestly say that you're always kind of chasing that, but you have to stop. You can't let that guide your path. That was really hard for me because I felt the song got so big that it got bigger than me.
Sure.
And people would know the song, but they wouldn't relate to me as the artist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was quite a challenge as well. So I guess I just had to ground myself and just keep working on my art and not focus on the numbers. Just focus on doing great art, and everything's gonna follow. Everything follows.
Tell me about that conversation with yourself, right? Because I'm sure like those thoughts, they creep in and you let them go, or you push them away or whatever, and then they come back, right? And
oh, yeah. You know,
I think we all have that, right? That work I think is never done. But I'd love to know kind of how do you coach yourself through that, or are there other people that you go to?
Definitely. I think it's so important to have a support system. So when you do have those thoughts, that you can go to them and say, hey, I'm feeling like this today. And you know that your support system is going to guide you always the right path. I think that's so important. The right mentors are key for me. You got to constantly just remind yourself and be grateful and be like, holy, okay, sit down for a minute. Look at everything you've achieved.
Yeah.
Like, be grateful. Be grateful, give back. That's it. And that's always kind of what I always go by. Even though, yes, it is a struggle because I love success. I'm that type of person that I always want more and more and more and more. But I'm working on that.
Yeah. No,
I'm working for real. I'm still working on that. You know, I want to save the world, but hey, you know, I'm only little me. So there's only so much I can do in a day.
So let's talk about the book. How did, where'd it come from? Why now?
Honestly, I've been wanting to do this for such a long time, because I'll tell you why. I come from such a small place, like I said, and when I was growing up, I didn't have many female mentors. I had none. And had I had that, there's a lot of things that I wouldn't have done. I would have been more careful about it, or I would have not. I made a lot of mistakes. Like, I really did. And honestly, it was just, I just wanted to be able to be there for girls that feel like they don't have anybody to turn to. And I know so many smart, successful women in the creative fields that feel just like me. And I feel it's just a great time. And I think more than ever, we just need to be there for our communities, especially for women in the entertainment.
Sure.
It's just good to be there. And, you know, I'm so grateful to have achieved so much things that my knowledge is what I can give back. And that's ultimately why I wrote this book with Kylie.
Okay. Okay. What's one mistake that you want people to learn from?
Read your contracts. Oh my God.
Okay.
Read your contracts. Yeah. Number one. Yes. And be careful who you get in business with, you know, really do your homework.
So what, I mean, you know, both of those, we've seen lots of examples of people making that mistake.
Yeah.
What comes first to mind if you think of the upside and the downside of being a woman in this business?
Well, I mean, women by nature are very competitive with each other. As much as they're like, yeah, we're friends, they like to compete, and we still have a long way to go, you know. Mm-hmm. as opposed to looking at another woman as competition, let's look at her like, oh my God, let's work together and let's build something together, because that's why men are so prominent and powerful. They help mm-hmm. each other. So we really have to shift this, you know, and come together. That's really like my main focus. I feel like that's always what I say. We got to collaborate. We got to work together. We got to stick together. You know, there's abundance for all of us. There's no need for us to be catfighting and be in competition.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. I think it's interesting. And so I know you talk about collaboration versus competition. I think my perspective is that we need both.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there's time for one and time for the other. And as you said, you know, men can be very collaborative, can also be very competitive.
Agreed.
And I think, you know, we have this moment in our culture where the conversation is kind of painting competition as a negative thing. Right. And I think it's maybe not one or the other. It sort of depends on how it's used. Right.
Agreed.
So how do you think about sort of shifting, right? When you're in maybe a competitive situation versus a collaborative one, I wonder if you have thoughts on that how that shifts in your mind.
Okay, well, like for instance, okay, let's say a little competition is always good, you know, because it drives the machine. Mm-hmm. But when you're working with let's say I'm an artist and I'm working with other artists, okay? It's better for our team to come together and really work this like an equal partners, because we have like, we can achieve the same results. We want the same result initially. We want to grow, she wants to grow. Mm-hmm. So like, instead of like being just a featured artist, why don't we just be 50-50 on this? You know what I mean? And both have our teams work at 50-50 capacity. So the reward is 50-50 instead of mm-hmm. looking at it from a 75 to 25. You know, let's do that. Let's have that mindset. Because if I win, you win. You know, not that if you do this for me, I gain this, or that she feels like she did you a favor. Let's remove that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I shift things. For me.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
How about, so you collaborated on this book with Kylie.
Yes.
What was that? Tell me about that collaboration. How did you apply the lessons from the book to actually creating the book?
Oh my God. You know what? The reason why I loved working with Kylie, because Kylie owns her own publishing house. So she comes from a different side than sure. me. You know, she comes more from the back end side. And I love that because I learned so much from her. And I felt with both of us, again, as collaborators,
mm-hmm.
She took from me and I took from her. And then we created this. And it was perfect. It was the perfect marriage. Because also, when you're the talent, a lot of times people forget about the team. I'm nothing without my team. Like, right. I can't do it all. I'm the talent. I'm like, yes, I bring a lot to the table, but my team does too. And it's so important to acknowledge it and to be like, hey, like, are you, and to like identify who you are, or do you want to be the talent or do you want to be behind the scene? Mm. And, you know, it's whatever works with your personality and your like who you are. Mm-hmm. So that's why I felt it was the perfect marriage to do this with Kylie. Sorry.
Is there no, that's okay. Was there some tactic you used to kind of like make space for each other and really bring, you know, allow each other to bring everything to the table?
We actually did this pretty much together. We collaborated a lot. Like, it's been over 2 years that we've been working on this book. And it was actually super easy because we were pretty much on the same wavelengths for a lot of it, I think. And our ideas were just going so well. It was just so, so fluid. And it worked so well. We didn't really have any, we weren't in each other's space. It just kind of, it was just a great process.
So what do you think you learned from the process of writing the book? Like, what are you going to use going forward?
Oh, time management.
Okay.
For sure. Time management. Yes. Yeah.
That's a hard one for artists.
Oh, goodness. Yes. It's so hard to stay focused. I had a really hard time with that. You know, I'm sure if you're an artist, you know.
Sure.
That was a big one for me. Yeah.
So give me some, like, what did you learn that you can use to improve your time management?
No distractions. Mm-hmm. No distractions. Leave your phone there. Mm-hmm. Don't go look at social media. Don't get distracted. Don't go outside. When you zone in, hone in.
Okay.
But give yourself like a realistic timeline. Like, I would do 30 minutes at a time. And after 30 minutes, I go for a little walk. And then I come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a good one. And I think especially the break in between, right? And there's some science that, like, making yourself take a break after a while helps you get back into it.
Yep. Exactly.
I think sometimes we forget that, right? As much as we get, you know, like you said, we get distracted, but then sometimes you get in the zone, you don't want to stop, but you might need that space.
You do. For me, that's what works best. I mean, maybe that's not what works for you, but I know that's what works for me. So.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
You talk about sort of learning, you know, it seems like a lot of the lessons are about self-awareness, self-love, self-belief, right? You talk about sort of, you know, standing up for yourself and maintaining empathy for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about when you've had to draw those lines.
Like in relationships, you mean?
Yeah,
or whatever. In general? Well, in business, you got to be firm. You can't do favors. That's what I learned. And that's been really hard for me because by nature, I'm such a giving person. But I know that when you give, they like, it doesn't end. It does not end. I had to learn to really stop doing that.
Okay.
That they need to earn.
Mm.
They actually need to earn what I give them before. You know, they need to prove to me that, yes, they do deserve it. I can't just give it all to them right away. That's going to be a disaster.
Can you give me an example? We don't need any names, but like, what's an example of that?
Okay, well, like, for instance, if, let's say I hire a new assistant, okay? And she, from right off the bat, I gave her a BMW. To drive around, to do my errands. I give her the company card and she can just go buy whatever she wants. She has an expense tab. That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Sure.
There you go. They need to earn those things. They need to earn those accolades. You can't give everything right away because you're going to run into some problems, unfortunately. Sure. Yes, they're going to start thinking, oh my God, I have an unlimited expense account. This is great. And they start, and it's not their fault. It's you as a leader need to know how to lead. And I had to learn that, you know, because they're not your friend. They're here to do a job. And sometimes, like, you kind of want to be friends with them, but it's, you can't. You got to keep that professionalism. You have to.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're hitting on something that's so central, right? Which is, it's about trust.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And I think, you know, especially people who are in the public eye, you know, celebrities or artists or whatever, where I think there's this temptation, we see it, you know, over and over again, where either they don't trust anybody, right? And you're just suspicious, and then you're really hard to work with, and you're, you know, that makes it really hard to get things done. Or they're too trusting, right? And they're getting taken advantage of, or getting ripped off, or, you know, mismanaged, all that stuff. And I think it's a really hard balance, especially, you know, I think it's hard for all of us, you know, yes. in any relationship, right? That trust is never easy. As you said, has to be earned, but also has to be, you have to be ready to give that, right?
Agreed.
And so, but I think especially when you're in the public eye, it makes it, you know, 100 times harder.
Yeah, it is, because at the same time, like when you're an entertainer and you work in entertainment, you don't have a lot of free time. Right. So your circle, they become your family, you know, and yeah. We're human. We want friends, but we don't have time for them a lot of sure. the time, you know? Yeah. So when you're hiring this really nice person, or you're working with this nice person and you're experiencing all these highs and these accolades, you're like, oh my God, you're like my sister. I love you. You know, like you can't help right. it.
Sure.
Because you're experiencing sure. like crazy yeah. things together. You know, so you have to learn a bit of boundaries, and that's been really, really hard for me to learn. I'm still learning it every day, because like listen, if I could give everybody $1 million, I would, you know, I'm sure everybody would, but I really would. Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just who I am, but right. it's been hard. I've been burned a lot, and that's no fun. So,
yeah.
So, yeah.
So how do you, like you said, nobody's perfect, and you know, you say you've been burned, and so how do you heal yourself when that happens?
I kind of ask myself, why do I do these things? Mm-hmm. Why do I want to give so much? Why do I want to give? Why is that in me? So it has something to do with me, why I'm like that. Why can't I find a balance like normal people do? Like, what's wrong with me? Why do I feel like I need to perform to get your attention? Okay. You know?
Yeah.
So all little things like that. It just makes me more aware who I am as a person. I kind of went a little deep there, but
that's okay.
But that's,
I mean, I don't know you obviously, but I don't think anything's wrong with you. I think that's a really natural emotion.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a person, you know, you're an artist. So you want to share what you create with the world. And so there's a certain generosity that comes with that.
Exactly. Like beauty, like laughter, good vibes. Like, you know, I just want everybody to be happy. So it's just, sure. it's a balance. And, you know, you got to just know what triggers you and why you do certain things. And it just makes you dig deeper into yourself and get more in tune with yourself. And that's a great journey in itself, you know, because we're mm-hmm. always growing.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what's next? What's the future looking like for me and Martina?
Oh, man. You know, I really had to sit down over this weekend and ask myself that, you know, because I still make music. I love making music. I'll never stop. Mm-hmm. I do really like writing books. I think more books are definitely on the way for sure. It kind of piqued my, this first book was like my baby project, but now I really like it. And I like putting my thoughts on paper. I love it. I think it's so nice. Awesome. So definitely more books. Yeah. And I think I kind of need to, because I've been going so hard from such a young age, I think it's time for me to like really focus on family life, personal life, and just taking a little bit more time to focus on that.
Sure.
So I think that's what the future holds for me
okay.
for the next couple of years.
All right. Is there one lesson from the book that you think you'll use the most moving forward?
That's such a great question. I mean, they're all good.
Of course.
They're all good. Damn. I think all of them. I use all of them daily, to be honest. I'm just like everybody else. I'm constantly growing. And it's always about believing in yourself and really going after what you truly want and do things with integrity. As long as always your integrity is there, you're going to win. You're going to feel good. You're going to sleep well at night, you know? And that's ultimately what I just try to do daily.
Sure.
have peace of mind.
Yeah. No, that's yeah. big. Yeah. Cool. I want to do a quick lightning round before I let you get back to your life.
Okay. Okay.
So I know you've traveled all over the world. What's your favorite city to travel to?
Oh, I hate when people ask me that. Okay. Turkey. I love Turkey.
Oh, cool. So part B, what has been your favorite city to perform in?
Russia, Moscow.
Oh, wow.
Wild.
I bet.
Wild. Loved it.
I've never been, but I'm sure it's a party.
Oh my goodness. It's wild, wild, wild. I love it.
That's cool. Who's your favorite DJ?
Oh, I have a lot, but I really like Tiesto. I like Armin. Okay. I like Armin Van Buuren too. I do. Yeah. Oh, like those are like my go-tos.
Nice. Both great.
Yes.
Other than yours, what's the last great book you read or listened to?
I reread The Secret again. Mm-hmm. I love that book. I love Bob Proctor. I love Bobby. Bobby's okay. awesome.
Cool. That's an interesting one. I read a lot, and I once in a while I'll go back and reread things. What is it that makes you go back to a book?
To understand better and see how much I've grown sometimes, to see okay. how I'm going to digest it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Or sometimes nice. depends on the type of book, sure. but usually, you know, when you read a book and sometimes you kind of just didn't really get it,
mm-hmm.
I'll reflect on it and I'll think about it. And then I'll go back to see if I captured it better in my mind.
Yeah, you know? That's good. I like yeah. it. What movie do you think you've seen the most in your life?
Oh, Pretty Woman for sure.
Okay. All right.
Or 13 going on 30. Oh my God. Fine. Sorry. I'm a girly girl.
I don't know that, but I can imagine that. I am.
I'm a super girly girl. Yes.
All right. Who's someone you haven't met that you've learned a lot from?
Bob Proctor. I love Bob. Bob, I watch Bob every morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What? I love him. Okay. He's so motivational. He's great.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Bob.
Last one, if I worked for you, what's something I would hear you say over and over?
Are you ready for Starbucks?
Okay.
It's Starbucks time.
Gotta stay energized for sure.
It's Starbucks time, baby. What are we having?
I love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, Mia, thanks for talking to me. This is so much fun. I definitely want everyone to go check out Boss Up Your Life.
Yes,
yeah, nice. And definitely great lessons in there. I appreciate you talking us through those and excited to see where it all takes you next, and we'll be watching.
Thank you so much for having me today. Thank you.
Absolutely.
That was Mia Martina on Rebel Radio. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you think. You can hit us on Twitter, Facebook, or wherever you like. It's at Rebel Radio Net. Make sure you check out our YouTube channel for videos of a lot of our interviews. Go get a copy of Boss Up Your Life by Mia Martina and Kylie Hansen. And most importantly, come back next week for more Rebel Radio. Peace.